Lady Tudaiti Moxon is with us kindly. Now, this is alleged. There are rumours swirling that there are intentions from the coalition government to try and introduce legislation to disband Te Ako Whai Ora, the Māori Health Authority, before the Waitangi Tribunal have reviewed the situation. Now, that hearing was due in a couple of weeks, but it seems that there could, in fact, be legislative moves in the House that precedes that. That would infuriate many, and Lady Tudaiti Moxon has major concerns. She's with us today. Thanks for joining us, Tudaiti. Kia ora anō.
Kia ora anō, Dale. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you with us too. Where are the rumours coming from?
Well, it's not a rumour. The Crown has actually submitted a document to the Waitangi Tribunal basically saying that there is a possibility that the bill will go through on the 27th. Now, they already knew that the Waitangi Tribunal were going to hear our claim for urgency on the 29th and the 1st. And so they have preempted all of that by putting that memo out to the tribunal and basically saying, well, we'll meet with on a conference call or a judicial call if that's, basically what it's going to take. But, really, there is no good faith in this, in their behaviour or their actions.
And it's very dismissive, is it not, of the tribunal's role in intercultural affairs in this country, is it not? Would they have done this if it was a high court challenge, for instance?
Yes, exactly. Would they have done this? I think that they're just dismissive, very dismissive of the Waitangi Tribunal, very dismissive of our claim. They've decided they're going to go ahead and push it through, irrespective of the breaches in relation to Te Tiriti, irrespective of the consequences, because for them, they have one thing in mind, and that's to get this across the line. But, you know, where's the justice? Where's the fairness? Where is the good faith that the Crown should be showing their treaty partner, let alone showing to the Waitangi Tribunal? And the worst of it is that the Waitangi Tribunal, in their directions, actually asked the Crown to give them an indication of when they intended to do this. And all the Crown came back with was between now and the 8th. And so the tribunal set their date prior to the 8th, of course, and then they preempted it by going ahead and being undermining of the whole process.
Well, they've come out saying that they've got this 100-day plan, and perhaps they're trying to get things inside that framework. But our expectation of our government representatives elected is to be open and transparent. What would you say of the secrecy and stealth that's been utilised here? I mean, there's no official word that's come through from the government, and that's frustrating in itself. But what would you say of the lack of transparency here from the government?
Well, they haven't been transparent. In fact, they haven't even come up with the reason why they want to disestablish Te Ako Whai Ora, apart from the fact that it's political. You know, is that a reason to treat us like we're second-class citizens in our own land? Is that a reason to treat the Waitangi Tribunal and its jurisdiction in the way that it is, being dismissive, non-transparent, not answering the Waitangi Tribunal directions? They then, at the last minute, they're coming back and saying, oh, yes, it's possible that it could go through on the 27th. And you see, that to me is, as you say, by stealth. It is very much by that. And it just goes to show their respect for us as their treaty partner in this country. There is no respect. They've just basically been very, very dismissive. And have proceeded on their trajectory of the 100-day plan without any consultation, without any communication. You wonder why the people of our country don't trust our government, and you wonder why there is so much concern amongst our people. in relation to what and this government's plans are, irrespective of whether or not we think that it's good, bad or indifferent. They have not communicated, they have not consulted to ask us, did we want it or don't we want it? What do you think is good for Māori? They've just taken it upon themselves and have unilaterally decided that this is the best way for the whole country.
Well, our people are tiring, our second tired actually, of patronising attitudes towards our rights in our own land. The politicians are saying it's about another layer of bureaucracy, but for us it's about Māori health. I just spoke with Dr. Claire Ahmed, the Children's Commissioner, who has reflected on the very disappointing statistics coming out about child poverty. Prior to that, Peter Boshier on Oranga Tamariki and another demand for changes in that organisation. But ultimately, we were supporting the establishment of Te Ako Whai Order to try and address Māori health. When we look at the situations our people are confronted by with those two conversations, Oranga Tamariki, shortcomings, Claire Ahmed, child poverty stats, we are reminded that if we don't make moves, our health is going to deteriorate, whether that's physical, mental or both. So this is a high priority, is it not? And it's not a battle about whether it's political or bureaucracy. It's about our health and our future, Nick.
Well, that's right. And that's why we fought so hard to establish Te Ako Whai Ora, because we needed a centralised funding agency that would commission services with us, who understood us and who worked with us to see what the needs of our own communities were together, rather than being told, this is what you're going to do, this is what we're doing, and this is how we're going to do it. And for the first time in all the years I have been in health, which is, 35 years, first time that this has ever happened, and we start to get some traction. You know, let's look at Te Whatu Ora. Yeah, if you want to talk about a bureaucracy, that is a bureaucracy. You want to talk about another bureaucracy, Oranga Tamariki is a bureaucracy. Corrections is a bureaucracy. Police are a bureaucracy. And how much billions of dollars go into standing up those and increasing the numbers of bureaucracy within it? It's just totally ludicrous that this government would look at this tiny little Te Ako Whai Ora and say it's bureaucratic when it's surrounded by bureaucracy and creates bureaucracy all the time. And that's a waste of money. This is about Māori health. This is about inequities and changing the paradigm. It was about transformational change. It was about transformational change, and that's what we need in this country. And there you go. The Ombudsman report, 20 reports. It's been 20 reports against Oranga Tamariki. And you know what? Our people are ill. They're sick from every possible preventable disease there is because they're not being seen on time. This system is broken. It has been broken for decades and decades. And here we are going, reverting back to the same system that has spat us out and basically pipelined us from Oranga Tamariki into corrections, into mental health. You know, that's the pipeline for us. And we're back in that stream again.
Kia ora tātou koe, Lady Tūraiti. Thank you again for reminding us of the challenges we face collectively. We'll stand up for what we believe in, and the government must be aware of that. Thank you again for your whakaro and kōrero.
Kia ora koe.
Kia ora rā koe. You were 603.